My name is Lilian Ogazi and this is Nigeria Daily. The need to patronize made in Nigeria goods cannot be overemphasized, as it is one major way to economic growth and development. The economy of any nation grows rapidly when locally made goods are promoted through patronage, first by its people, then through export. Nigerians and their taste and love for foreign product have seen a dwindle of our economy and even our country's currency, as products that can be made in the country are rather imported, hence leaving our production at its lowest. Is it the quality of made in Nigerian product, or it's just the taste of Nigerians? Do Nigerians still prefer imported products to made in Nigerian product? Let's find out.
Yes, actually, when it comes to like shoes, bags, and clothes, I prefer foreign ones, more especially ones from Turkey. Because when we say foreign something, that's when we say foreign shoe or foreign bag, it's really foreign. Mm-hmm. The difference is that, you know, like Turkey now, if you see their products made in Turkey, their things are excellent. Their accents are so excellent to the extent you can't even compare it with Nigerian made now. But no, the fact that Nigeria, we are trying small when it comes to all these shoes now. Nigeria are trying, but we need to put more effort. You understand? And when we come to like our Nigerian products now, why? Not that I don't like Nigerian products, because I'm in Nigeria, so I cannot say I don't like what is coming from my own country. But let's say I prefer anything foreign.
I don't prefer foreign products over Nigerian products. One, because of the price. And the prices, the inflated prices are actually justified because of the import duties and charges they have to pay to import them. I think many Nigerian products are more durable and stronger.
Which products?
So you don't buy foreign products?
Nah, I don't. Really do.
It depends on what you want to buy. Like if it's phone, Nigerian phones are all, how do they call it, refurbished. There's no original phone. Mm. Barely is there any 1% you get the original. Laptops, refurbished. They will tell you Sierra rubber is new, but it's refurbished. You will know by when you scan those, their scan details. It will not leave you no link, nothing. Very fair. It happened to me more than once. I'm not saying it from hearsay, personal experience. But when it comes to things like swimming, TV, fridge, TV especially, I'll buy it in Nigeria.
Okay, how about clothes, handbags, shoes, food products?
Okay, you know, that is very, if you are talking about foreign product purchase in Nigeria, or is it Nigerian made clothes?
Yeah, made in Nigerian product versus foreign products that found themselves here in Nigeria, be it imported or smuggled, you know. If you have an option to pick between made in Nigeria or foreign here in Nigeria, or even outside the country, which would you go for, especially for foodstuffs, aside electronics?
For clothes, I'm going to take it here. I'll definitely pick clothes here any day, anytime, compared to purchase outside. And I have my reasons. If you travel a lot, you realize that the only thing they have is in black and white. Except you travel to all these Turkish and Dubai stuff to buy stuff. But when you go to a US store, what do they have? It's white or black. If they mix color, it's going to be maroon or blue. That's the most. And everything is very centralized. You can see your clothes is, you know how it is. You see it there, same thing, and it's season and out of season. But here, you have a customized way of making clothes. In fact, if you notice, the prices of clothes, Nigerian made clothes, is going up. Why? Because as I've started buying things from increasing, you see somebody that used to sell 7,000 now, ready to wear is now 45 and above. It's crazy. Yeah. But if it's bags, I have a friend that makes a lovely bag. I don't mind buying from her. It's really well done. But sometimes one of the reasons why I rather buy my bags out is at least you have value worth of your product compared to the Nigerian used own.
Those are some Nigerians telling us why they love and patronize some foreign product over made in Nigerian product. Does this affect our economy? We'll find out after the break. Do stay.
www.dailytrust.com.
That's the home of news you can trust.
And features, analysis, and in-depth reports that are rich.
That's right. In addition, you can get much more.
But how?
Let me introduce you to Trust Plus, where you can get added value.
And where is that?
Visit the Trust Plus portal and subscribe.
You mean subscribe to become a member?
Yes, and that entitles you to exciting opportunities.
Like what?
A chance to connect with Daily Trust journalists to suggest stories you want to read and even contribute in producing the story.
Wow, could you show me how to get a Trust Plus?
It's simple. You can visit the portal on membership.dailytrust.com now. Welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust Online. In this episode, we're looking at why most Nigerians prefer foreign products over made in Nigerian products. Before we went on break, we spoke with some Nigerians who told us why they prefer some foreign product to some made in Nigerian product. Well, based on our conversation with them, it seems Nigerians still rely on some made in Nigerian product a lot more than foreign product. But how is this affecting our economy? Let's hear from an economic analyst.
My name is Dr. Emmanuel Bashayi. I'm an economic analyst.
All right.
So now it is one of the other. Okay, and I will explain. One thing that is very sure and clear is that Nigerians like good things.
Mm.
And in most cases, we are willing to pay for it. Okay. Now, if I have a locally manufactured product that is clearly better than the foreign one, I am much more than interested in buying the locally made one over the foreign one.
Okay.
Okay? One example would be cables, for example. Nigerian made cables are one of the best over the imported ones, especially the ones imported from China and the rest. So I would rather buy a Nokako cable or Coleman cable over any Chinese cable imported into the country.
Okay.
So it is not because I just like foreign things, because there is a general perception that foreign things are better. But if we find locally made products that are either more competitive, that are competitive or even better than the foreign ones, we are more than interested in, we're more than willing to put our money behind those. So it is not that our tastes are changing. It is that we are constantly looking out for what is best for us, and we are willing to pay for it, even if it comes from overseas.
All right. So as an economic analyst now, before we get to how we can make this better, as an economic analyst, how do you think this is affecting our economy? Because one way or another, these things are coming into the country, be it legally imported or smuggling. These things are coming into the country and it's hampering on our local production. So how do you think this is affecting the Nigerian economy, being that till now we still have, you know, preference and higher taste for foreign products to what is made in-house?
I mean, definitely it's affecting us adversely. Now, this is what it means. Anytime you buy a product that is not produced by you, you enrich another country. All right. So the person that is sending the product from the other country is exporting while you are importing. And anytime there is a lot of imports over exports, there's an imbalance in trade. Okay. So the person importing into Nigeria enriches another country. So there is no way you can have an advantage on the trade table when you only buy, you only import and never export. Our biggest exports is around the oil and gas, right? But apart from that, we practically import every other thing, meaning that wherever those products are coming from, we simply enrich those economies. So it does not help us, because in the international market, when you want to pay for commodities, you pay for it in US dollars or whatever acceptable currency it is. Today, it is the US dollar. Right. Apart from the fact that we are trying to do that, try to keep our move our attention towards the Chinese one.
And yes.
But generally, it's the US dollar. Right. Now, when you buy in the US dollar, you are paying in a currency that is different from yours, meaning that you're going to be impacted by exchange rates. You're going to be impacted by balance of trade across board. So you are definitely at a disadvantage. And for sure, whenever you there is a change in exchange rate or anything, because our exchange rate is also determined by what we sell out there. So it will definitely continue to impact on us, because as a people, the best way we can have an advantage on the trade table is when we can produce.
Okay. So talking about the when we can produce now, do you see us getting there anytime soon? Because you spoke about something as little as cables. I mean, do you see us getting to that point where we can produce or produce things that just as much as we trust made in Nigerian cables, we can produce other quality things that Nigerians will trust?
Yes. I think it's just about the will to do so. It's not going to be a dash. It's a long journey to get into that sustainability. If you take a little walk backwards, historically, we used to produce most of these things locally. Mm. There were times where we produced all the vehicles that we use in this country, here in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that in the 70s and in the 60s, these vehicles were produced here. So we pay for them in Naira. Today, we don't produce them here. Or even when we produce them here, we don't have, I mean, they're grossly inadequate. Possibly just one manufacturer manufacturing vehicles today. Now, so if we can get products produced here and have the right policies and right regulations to ensure and insist that Nigerians consume what we produce, then it will make a lot of sense for the manufacturer, because he has a market that is guaranteed locally. Is that okay? Now, I tell you something. The Japanese products were not the best of products back in the days. I mean, as recently as the 1970s and in the 80s, the Japanese products were not the best, so to say. But the Japanese did not stop consuming their own products. They did not stop buying Japanese products. They still bought Japanese products while criticizing the products. Mm. So it kept getting better. It kept getting better. Today, we drive Japanese cars. Our Hondas are Japanese. Mm. The Koreans bring out their Hyundais into the country and the rest of them. And it is because there was a conscious effort to continue to improve on whatever it is. So for me, if there is a regulation that if we produce toothpick in Nigeria, then nobody should import toothpick anymore, so that local manufacturers will have a market for their toothpick, whether it's of the best quality or the worst quality, we will be forced to consume that and then criticize them to improve on the quality.
All right.
That way, they will become better at it. And so it is with every other sector. So once you have the right scale of people who can produce that commodity, then stop the importation on it. That we are forced to consume the local ones and improve and help the local manufacturers to do more and be able to get better deal for their investments.
So you think Nigerians will build trust in this if we are left with no other option but to consume what we are producing in-house?
Yeah, as long as you have borders that are porous, that allow anything and everyone bring anything, you will have the foreign products competing with us.
All right.
That was Dr. Emmanuel Batwayi, an economic analyst, speaking. It's only when we appreciate the works of our own dear country, then we can reduce the import and start production. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download these and other episodes of our podcast on dailytrust.com, Buzzsprout.com, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by simply searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Unity FM 93.3 in Jos, Badegi Radio 90.1 in Mina, and Sawaba FM 104.9 in Hadejia. If you intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, call us on 0913-893-3390. Or you can reach us via our social media handles on Instagram and Twitter at @daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.